This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
You got to get to a place where you say, I'm done. And then it's going to be uncomfortable. And then you're still going to doubt. And then you're still going to worry. And then you're still going to wake up the day with concern. But as long as you take action, despite the feelings, you will win. Muhammad Ali felt scared, but he went out there. Martin Luther King felt like he was going to get shot, but he still went out there and made the speech.
Yep.
Greatness is not done on feelings. It's done on actions despite feelings. When I said I'm done being sick, you don't think I woke up the next morning seeing blood in the stool and cramping and looking in the mirror at a 122-pound man who's losing his life, told he's got to do a full colectomy? I just made it. It was just 1 foot in front of the other, despite the feelings. And I needed a safe place to get my thoughts right so my mind didn't overwhelm me like a hurricane. That's journaling.
Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. If you are brand new, wow, did you land on the most incredible episode ever? Now, this is one of those episodes that is going to get passed on a lot. This is an episode that someone will listen to and then pass on to their sister or to their parent or to their friend. And they're like, you have got to listen to this episode. And I have a feeling that many of you listening are brand new to the podcast and to the show because someone sent you this link and they're like, you need to listen. You need to listen to Melissa. You need to hear this guest. It's incredible. So if that is the case, given what the topic is of today's episode, I'm so happy that you're here. Go and make sure you follow, like, subscribe to this podcast. Give it a rating, 5 stars if you feel appropriate. Everyone do that. Rate and review the podcast. But make sure everyone go back and listen to previous episodes because it's just going to solidify what today's episode's message is all about. And you're going to learn so much more about your health and fitness journey that's just crucial for your success. All right. And if you're a returning listener, I'm so glad that you guys are back. We have a guest on that has already been on here. We have Dane Johnson on, and Dane was on back in October of 2023. And the name of the episode was Unmasking the Gut, Navigating Crohn's and Colitis. So today's episode, yes, it's about ulcerative colitis, his story, all about the gut and healing. But you guys, holy shit, do we dive into so much more? I mean, we're talking about mindset. We're talking about your worth and your value, connecting the mind and spirit. Like, this episode is phenomenal. Let me give you a little background on Dane. He's the founder and CEO of Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle and a holistic nutritionalist specializing in reversing Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Dane's story ignited through a life-threatening case of Crohn's and colitis, which nearly took his life in December of 2014. And since then, he has committed his life to natural healing. And he has remained surgery and medication free while eliminating IBS symptoms. You guys, this is unheard of. If you have gut issues and IBS or Crohn's disease, whatever, most people, they go to the doctor, they say, yeah, this is what you have, we can scope you, whatever, and then they're given medication. And then that's what they're supposed to do and live with for the rest of their life. And the medication doesn't fix it. It is a Band-Aid. And to date, Dane and his team of specialists and coaches, they've created thousands of success stories for reversing IBD symptoms using his signature SHIELD program and his international IBD consulting firm. It's one of the few organizations in the world that only treat IBD. and seeing roughly 100 plus international IBD cases a week, despite any unique needs. Like, his team has just been so successful working with IBD clients, despite surgery, age, medication, past experiences, diet preferences, extreme cases, world location or culture. I mean, his passion, it's so unique from his experience and the niche in the field of IBD. It's empowered him to create unparalleled value for real long-term symptom relief for those suffering from inflammatory bowel disease. So yes, that is the main hub, the main topic of this in a way, but we go into like the strategies to create change, whether you suffer from this or not, the mistakes people are making. Like, there are so many times in this episode where Dana's like, write this down. Dude, when he says that, you grab a pen and you write it down. Like, he's just that incredible. This episode, I got choked up a couple times. I got chills down my spine. I had goosebumps on my arms because Dana's just so passionate, and you're going to learn so much, even if you're going, yeah, I don't have IBS. Or IBD. I don't suffer from this. Like, it's still great information that you need to hear about how you can live your best life ever. So as always, go to the show notes because you're going to find information on how to connect with Dean, how to follow him, book a call. They will do a free 1-hour call with anyone that needs help with this. It's insane. They're so generous. And if you're looking for other training or programs, you know, book a call. We will put links in there for all of you. This is a little bit longer episode and you're going to like wish it never ends because it's that good. All right, everyone, go to the show notes, rate and review. Enjoy your wonderful day. Check out our swag links. We got brand new swag in there. It's just so fun. And this is just going to be an incredible episode for you to listen to start your weekend off, to start your week off, your workout, whatever you're doing. You're going to take away so much value from this episode. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey, everyone, welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. Today we have Dane Johnson back on the show. Welcome, Dane.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. I'm so grateful to be here again. Hopefully we're going to deep dive, get real life-changing results and get some actual takeaways we can use.
I know. You guys, before we hit record, I was telling Dana, I'm like, the last time you were on, well, I said 2003, but it was October of 2023.
Yep.
And oh my God, I'm sure your life has changed so much since then. I know mine was. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a rough time for me. That was
we
a
were
rough
all
batch.
Growing. Yeah.
You had, I think, just one child then? Now you have three?
Yeah, it feels like 10. I feel like so much. It's crazy. You know, we're 7 months pregnant with our third son, three boys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my wife just, you know, was like crying, like, we got to come up with another boy name. I don't get my girl to do hair and makeup with. This is sad, you know.
Oh, are you guys going to have any more?
Oh, don't ask us that. We're 7 months pregnant. You know, like all parents know, it's like, oh, right where it's like, don't touch that. Go back to bed. Kid's sick. And there's a baby rolling around in my stomach.
I know.
We want to. We want to have a fourth. We would love to have the girl. I just think we have to see how, you know, what God has in store for us in the next year or two, and we'll see.
Yeah, I get you on the three. I have three girls, and you know, by the time I got to the third girl, I was just like, I speak, girl. I can do this. like, boy, just throw things off now. I'm like, okay, fine. But yeah, two, I was always told before, like, two feels like 200. Three feels like 10,000. And it's so true. I don't know if it's because you're just outnumbered at that point, but you're going to handle it so very well, I know. And, yeah, you know, I always think about this too. Like, your kids are so lucky to have you guys and to have your knowledge, and their little guts are just going to grow up so beautifully.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. That's one thing we could totally dive into is helping kids be healthy. My kids have zero signs of inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's, colitis, perfect bowel movement. I look at my son's bowel movement and I'm jealous. I'm like, this kid, they need to put this in some kind of resort, like the perfect looking bowel movement. It's like, it's just unbelievable. And then my second son, his name's Caden. Caden loves, you know his favorite thing right now? Sauerkraut.
Oh my God.
I can't get 50% of our community to consider sauerkraut. I mean, he just turned two last month. He chomps it. Dauerkraut. Give me some. You know, he loves this stuff. And he's got such a strong gut. You can just tell. We took everything that I wish, and I go, man, this happened with my food system, these antibiotics, mm-hmm. these, putting this stuff in my body. And we just started to make really smart decisions with local doctors and how we do our healing home. There is no gluten in the house. Everything's organic. 85% of what we eat is homemade. And it's not just because we were lucky. We built that.
Right.
I think that's something people realize. Like 7 years ago, I was saying, no, I don't want that car. I want that HBOT. No, I know. I don't need that perfect shirt and clothes and vacation. I want a sauna and I want a whole house water system and I want good air filtration. I mean, the majority of our time, energy, and money has gone into creating a healing home and building systems so we can continue mm-hmm. to eat very good and feel our best.
Oh, I completely agree. Like, I was just telling someone the other day, I'm like, my money on my kids and my home, it's not spent on clothes. Yeah. Like, and you know, having teenagers and girls, it's all about like the name brand and stuff. And we recycle, we reuse, we thrift. My money goes into things that are going to heal their body. Like yeah. the red lights that we have that we're using, yeah. our water, their food, like all of our food. And it's so cool because they're so young and you are developing their taste buds. And I tell you what, keep that going because my girls, my oldest is 20. Like, don't even ask how that happened.
Yeah.
But her taste buds now still, they don't drink pop or soda.
Yeah.
They can't handle certain things like that. Even carbonation. They're like, it's mm-hmm. burning. I've tried to get them to try organic stuff. I'm like, just taste what like carbonation feels like. And it burns them. They're like, how do people drink this for fun? And it's so cool to see what they gravitate towards. They stopped at like my oldest plays college and volleyball and they give them money. And then they stop at a place to go get food or whatever. And they go into the grocery store or the fast food next door. And she's in the grocery store trying to find like an organic yogurt and a granola to put in it and like things like that. And then she comes on the bus with all this stuff and she's like, Mom, everyone else at Taco Bell and just all this junk. And she's like, I'm just in there on my own. She's like, but I could never eat that. So you're going to love it when they're older.
Oh, man. I had a client I was working with. She was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and she was a D1 volleyball player, and she was 19 years old. And
oh, that would be rough.
They'd be on the bus, right? They're on the bus. Everyone's eating McDonald's. And, she was getting blood, mucus, diarrhea, 12 bloody baboons a day.
Oh,
we got her symptom-free, surgery-free, medication-free. And then she was getting picked on a bit because she wouldn't eat that way. And picked on like butt of the joke. Yeah, butt of the joke. Can't eat this. Won't do that. But she was just taking everybody to town. I mean, in the gym, her energy was amazing. We had her on electrolytes, L-carnitine, mitochondria, cellular. She was beyond sick. She was thriving and she was crushing the competition because she's not drinking. She's not eating crap food.
Yeah.
She's eating very specific meals, high amounts of fermented foods that we worked up, got in polyphenols, got in certain resistant starches, prebiotic soluble fibers, bowel movements looking great. And all of a sudden, she's stronger. She's faster. She's got better reaction time. She's awake. She's keen. She doesn't need caffeine. So just remember that the worst thing that ever happened to you guys can become the best because it's the conditioning to become your best self.
Oh, amen. And that can be applied to everything. Oh,
yeah.
Not just like your health, but like if you have an abusive relationship, but escaping out of something like that. Like it's your worst thing. Yeah. It can be absolutely life-changing for you. The best thing that happened to you.
Yeah. I mean, if someone goes, I talk to some people and they go, you can take any, you take finances, you take marriage, you take health. Those are three categories we all want to, love, life, health, mm-hmm. finances. Whatever got you wealthy, healthy, or in love, if you stop doing it, those things will stop working. You can't stop saying, I love you, right? You can't stop date night. You can't stop eye contact. Mm. You can't stop listening. You can't stop eating clean.
Right.
You can have celebration meals, right? It's what's the norm. You have to recreate the norm. So you have to divorce the life that got you sick in, right? Sick in marriage, sick in wealth, sick in health. And then when it starts working, you can't stop what got you there.
Yeah.
But don't let that get you overwhelmed because then it's one of those things where you say, look, I'm able to be in balance with this new life. Like the way I see you constantly exercising, taking care of the kids, you're in balance with it. You found where other people, they got to pay a trainer all this money, get dragged to the gym by their ankles. something switched in you where now you find balance and love in that process. We have to fall in love with the process and find balance in this new, in harmony, in this new way of living. And something that was the gasoline for me, the fuel for that, was this idea that, you know what? It was a lie to begin with. This is fake food. This is a fake relationship with the phone. You know, this is not real. This is not how life was done. And when I got that in my mind, I kept conditioning to then say, no, I want this new life. That's over there. That's not real.
Right. I'm so glad you're saying that, because as we dive into more about, you know, everything that you've been through, how people can change, there is hope. I know there will be a point where people are listening to this going like, God, do I have to do all that? Like, it seems so much. And it'll seem overwhelming. So I love hearing that, like, how worth it it is and how much you fall in love with the process and the end result. And then it becomes something like you have to keep doing it to get the life that you want. And you want it too.
That word, underline that. Everyone write this down. Stop doing what you need to do and start doing what you want to do. But the question is, why do you want it? Well, I want to drink. Why?
Yes.
I want to sleep because I'm tired. Why? Because you're not getting the right cellular production and your adrenals are off. And you're not creating your circadian rhythms off, so you're not getting that natural energy. I have zero caffeine in my life. I was up at 4:50 this morning, partially because of a child. Let's just be a little honest here.
Beyond, besides the point.
Bring it back now. We're human. We're human. Bring it back. Bring the temperature down there, Dane, right? We're not, you know, it's so, but the idea is I also want to say this. It didn't happen overnight for me. I've been doing this for 12 years and it's my job. So don't think you have to do the same. But if you can just take three takeaways from today and say, I want that. And I think I can get in balance making this light shift. Mm-hmm. You know, it took, when I knew I should become gluten-free, when I actually became gluten-free was a few years difference.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I started getting sick at 19, first blood in the stool, cramping pain, diagnosed with ulcerative colitis at 22. And then on my 27th birthday, I'm 6'2". I was 120 pounds.
Oh my God.
180. Yeah. You're a tall, strong person.
I forget how small you were.
Yeah. And, you know, tall. I mean, I was walking around before that at 185. Right now, I'm about 190. If I'm real lean, like 7% body fat, I'm maybe 178 or something like that I can drop. I was on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone. I was already, Remicade wasn't working. I was on Entyvio, methotrexate. I was on four different antibiotics. I was on a TPN feeding tube, right, because I couldn't eat. In that time, you know, I had been reading about food and diets and then probiotics. You know, my family, we were trying. We probably spent $50,000, $60,000 by the time between 22 and 23, 24, fly to this hospital. Insurance doesn't cover this. Let's try these organic foods. Let's try these supplements. Let's meet this naturopath doctor. Let's meet this chiropractic doctor. Let's go over here to this different and try this different medication. That insurance didn't cover the whole thing. So it was very easily spent that.
Yeah.
And after that, I was more sick than when I started. So we can get overwhelmed with this. And there's a lot out there where we can blow through time, energy, and money, our three currencies to create the life we want, time, energy, and money. By the way, the least valuable actually is the money. Most valuable is your time and energy.
Yeah, I believe
it. So if you're low on resources of money, be resourceful with your time and energy.
I believe it. There are so many kids, and I say kids meaning like not just little kids, but teenagers, 19, 20, 22. And maybe that's because like I'm around a lot of them with my kids in sports.
Yeah.
And they're starting this. They're like, my stomach hurts all the time.
Yep.
They eat and they immediately have to go to the bathroom. They're like shitting their brains out, like immediately. And my daughters keep telling me, like, Mom, so-and-so, they want to know what probiotic you're on. They want to know what you're doing for this. And I'm like, you guys, gut health is not like my thing, you know? Like, but they want to know. And I'm just like, really? This is happening to her now, too? This is happening to her? And they're like, yeah.
Absolutely.
And then the parents are just taking them, you know, right to gastroenterology. And they're just, I think they're just
That's
hoping
really
to figure out what's wrong. They don't know that there's someone out there like you.
Yeah.
That has, I mean, you've helped and fixed and got people on the right path. What, like over 1,000 people? I mean,
thousands, 3,000.
Like,
we see about 200, and we've got two naturopath doctors on staff. We've got two chiropractic doctors, one registered nurse. We've got an IBD specialist in London, in Canada, US. We speak Spanish, French.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we've been, this is, I haven't had much of a life, Melissa, in the last like 5 years. It's like kids, work, health, and studying. Like, you know, it's like, what happened to the days when I was out in Greece for 2 weeks, getting in tan, looking good? Like, we deserve this, babe. Let's go on our vacation.
Right?
Man, I'm like, oh, I'm in it.
It'll be back. It'll be back.
But it'll come back. It'll come back. So it's, I would say this, and we can go into how we can support parents too, and some simple takeaways for the kids and all that. But we're seeing a large amount of young kids. We had a woman sign up for 6-year-old, I think yesterday, in our program. And it's not easy. It's not like this is stuff where what we do is very hard. We don't really have much competition in the world because we're taking the path less taken.
Yeah.
So I just want to say to everyone, like, this is very much a passion project and passion mission. Like, we, you know, each person we see, we do private coaching a minimum of 3 months, private.
Yeah.
So it's not a scalable system where it's like a million groups and everyone take these food. Okay. All right. Everyone take these supplements. Okay. No, we don't do that. Everything is customized to each person. But to give some takeaways we commonly see people are doing wrong, that is affordable, effective, and you can start doing today. Okay. And especially with kids. Number one is start focusing. Make a list of what you can stop doing before you make a list of what you start doing.
Okay.
Because stopping is so much easier than starting.
Example, like fast food.
There you go. That could be one. Just listen. You could name all five right now and then people go. It's the conviction that you want to stop it.
Yeah.
If your health is on the line and you're saying, I'm getting blood, I'm getting urgency, I'm getting cramping, I'm getting constipation, I'm getting acne, I'm getting bloating, I'm so tired, I can't even stay awake during class. These are all usually common with food allergies. Now, what you have to understand is one symptom can be connected to all sorts of stuff. Like someone will say, well, what's the most common symptoms that I have parasites? Well, most of the symptoms people will say could be also from Epstein-Barr virus, or could be from mold or bacteria overgrowth. And so if you're looking at a symptom, one of the first things you can do is get out of your body's way. So ones that you can do right now is stop drinking municipal water, start drinking clean reverse osmosis water out of glass, no plastic. If you're buying a $50 water bottle, I don't care how much pH, alkaline, hydrogen, don't care. If it's been stored in a piece of plastic for a month or two, it's most likely toxic. Get clean water. Just see how simple this is? I'm going to bring my water with me, or I'm going to get a system. So I spent a bunch of money on my system at my house. I got a triple filtered water system under it. Then I have a whole house water system. So I shower in clean water. I bathe my kids in clean water. If you can just say, I'm going to tackle clean water this year. That could be a big one right there. So in some, if you want to go even farther and you've been really sick, you could even consider getting your own water distiller, drink distilled water. Now I have one, $150 on Amazon. Just type in water distiller. You make your own distilled water and add your own minerals back. And some people, and even in the functional world, will say that is the only way to get rid of the radioactive compounds in water that's still found in reverse osmosis water. So there's a little bit of a debate there. So clean water could be one. Here's a second one. If you really want to fix your gut health and do it in a way, remember that you're not spending a lot of time, energy, and money. Those are the currencies. Mm-hmm. I want you to stop snacking. People go, ooh, yes, that doesn't cost me anything. It's actually saving me time, and it takes less energy to not open anything. But mental discipline, Dane, woo, that's tough. That one was a big game changer that I had to work on. I had to divorce this because every time I was stressed, I go for the chips. I go for the crackers. And that adds to your grocery bill. That adds time. It doesn't help your six pack. It doesn't help your skin. It doesn't help brain fog. It doesn't help sex drive. What does the cracker help? Nothing. It helps the addiction is all. So that's another one where you could say, well, how do you want to spend and what do you want to work? Somewhere you have to do something uncomfortable to get a result. So these are actually the easiest to do that cost less time, energy, and money. And so snacking, what I would say is you can start by saying, okay, I'm going to give myself, let's say masa chips. Those are my favorite chips. It's three ingredients made with beef tallow. They go through nixtamalization that gets rid of any mold and gets rid of any lectins from the corn. And it's 100% organic corn, which is a big problem in America.
Yeah.
MASA. Okay, masa chips are the best chip I've seen on the planet. And I interviewed the owner and I was just flabbergasted by how far he went to make this chip. He did an amazing job.
I love it.
It's $12 a bag. I'm like, well, first of all, you shouldn't be snacking so much. And yes, it's $12. It's $5 more. You give $5 for this, that, and the other all the time.
I know.
It's not like a difference between $600 and $1,000. That's okay. That now we got to think about it, right? So what you could do is say, take the snack you usually have and just try to have it only with the meal. That's stage one. Don't have it until it's actually time to eat. And that will start conditioning your spirit. Just like getting on the treadmill.
I love that.
Like doing leg day. You just got to start and all of a sudden you go, I'm not hungry. Like I've only had probiotics this morning, water with a little bit of antivirals because everyone in the house is sick right now. So I'm just chugging those antivirals, you know, immune booster, shiitake mushroom, astragalus, ashwagandha. So that's it. And I'm not hungry and I've got great energy. So, and no caffeine because I've worked in the circadian rhythm. So after some time, your body will start to go, this feels good. My stomach is light and calm. Men, you're not going to lose all your muscles. I promise you'll be okay. And then all of a sudden your belly calms down. Your skin looks better. The bags under your eyes start to get better because right? Your body's able to process all this stuff. It takes energy for your body to process food.
Well, and you got to think about that actual meal that you're eating, like your actual breakfast or lunch or dinner. That better count if you're not snacking. Like that better be a high protein, high nutrition value meal to last you.
Amen.
I love that. I love it's going to be.
Because now you're hungry. Now you're like, wait, I didn't have the 15 crackers before lunch and the this, that, and the other and the bar and the granola. It's like, I'm hungry. I need something. So you got to be prepared. You're right. So now remember, if you want something different in your life, you have to get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If it was comfortable, your smart brain would have already thought of how to do it.
Yeah.
So what we do is we spin around with the same comfortable thoughts until something switches in us or we're willing to go outside of the box, which is the uncomfortable zone. So seek discomfort in a smart way. These are little, very safe ways. So what's the risk of stopping to snack, Melissa? What's the risk? What's the downside?
Oh, I think people media would be like, but I'm hungry. Like, and I'm going to be grumpy and hangry.
Yeah, but let's say, but a lot of people are asking right now, they should do a parasite cleanse. Well, there's risk in that. There's risk. You could herx. You could freak out your body. You could release all sorts of toxins in the biofilms. We can go advanced if you guys want to go advanced. But what is the risk of stopping to snack?
Yeah, none.
Zero.
Yeah.
What's the upside?
Oh, everything.
Bowel rest, potential mitochondria fixing, the gut lining getting calmer down, symptoms releasing, better energy, like less glucose spike.
I was going to say your glucose isn't going to be constantly spiking.
Okay. So this is how you start training your brain. Get the pen and paper. Don't just think it right now, guys. If you want to change your life, take pen to paper. This works, the spiritual shifts you need. You got to get it from your brain and you've got to literally condition it into the spirit. How many times do you hear people say, I know, but? I know, but means it's stuck in the head.
Yes.
That's it. That sentence means, I know, but means it's stuck in the head. You got to get it in the spirit. As someone who worked at Papa John's and ate pizza 4 days a week, ate McDonald's and had.
I did not know that.
Oh, my background. I'm a Virginia boy. We didn't. All I did was fast food until my 20s, Melissa. Like, this was not something that, when I was 14. No, my entire life, fast food, trying to gain weight, build muscle, do sports, you know, ego. I went to school in South Carolina. All right. We were rocking, dude. We were playing beer pong. We were out at the beach. We were having fun. So I had to deal with all that while I was having blood in the stool, cramping, while I was dealing with the shame of what's wrong with me. Right. And how come none of my friends have this? So when the spiritual journey, I have had to go from the absolute left side of the spectrum to the right. And I'm telling you, make it make sense in your head, then start conditioning to the spirit, and then don't allow people around you to have empathy for you because you're winning. You put in that trash, if it's a guy, man, you're putting that trash in your body, you know I'm going to catch you. Like, I'm going to leave you in the dust. So that's that kind of energy. I might play with that. Mm-hmm. As a girl, how many times, girls, do you go out to dinner and the conversation is, oh my God, I'm so bloated. Yes. Oh, I'm so puffy under my eyes. What is this? I need Botox. I need this. I need that. No. What if you went there and you start doing these things and you're like, I actually feel no bloating. My skin's clear. I need less makeup. I'm the paraben free, whatever. I don't even need it. Like, I'm feeling amazing right now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what's your secret? Who did you see? No, I actually just stopped this, and this, and I'm feeling. See, it's easier for us to enroll each other. And once one person's doing it, everyone does it as a new norm, like brushing your teeth.
Well, I have to add into there too, because it is really hard for people to be not with everyone else. It's hard to be the black sheep in a sea of white sheep.
Yes, that's why we say it. Yeah.
And I've seen that take people off course. They start to change. They start to lose weight. They start to look good. And then they go out to dinner with all their girlfriends and they're like, oh my God, you're getting so skinny. Like, what are you doing? And like, then they feel uncomfortable. And then they're like,
low T, like antagonizing somebody.
Yeah. And then it makes them like, slowly start cutting back because they're like, oh, I'm on the outside. I'm different. Like, ooh, I don't know if I like that. So
You're leading.
You're leading. Yes.
And give them a hug. Here's another one. And this is an obvious one, but let's talk about the same example you just said because this one was hard for me. Mm-hmm. Stop alcohol.
Yes.
We've all heard it. We all know it. But let's practice right now going from the head to the brain, okay? Or to the heart. So
thank you.
This was, why do I need alcohol? Okay. And then these are my limiting beliefs. Because if I don't have alcohol, I won't be fun and they won't invite me out anymore. If I don't have alcohol, I won't have those funny moments we'll laugh about next week at dinner. If I don't have alcohol, I'll be too weird and uncomfortable to kiss the guy or kiss the girl or get out on the dance floor. Those are the main reasons I drank alcohol. So I'm 140 pounds with a cane. This is a real story. I'm 140 pounds and I'm using a cane because I had to relearn how to walk. I was housebound for a year. Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis nearly killed me. That's why I do what I do. Okay. We get real results for real people. We only specialize in IBD because we've actually gone through it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm out with friends. And I started saying, it's time. I need to attack these limiting beliefs. So I identified the beliefs of why I needed alcohol. I knew if I had it, I might end up in an ER room. So this wasn't a joke anymore, but I didn't want to feel disconnected from my friends. Because when you're really, really sick and you're housebound, you are very lonely. So I'm like, no, I'm going to get ready to go see my friends for an hour. Like, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to see them. I don't care how skinny I am. They're going to see me and look at me wide-eyed. I don't care. I just need to be around people right now. I've been in this house for 3 months. And I go out, I go to the bartender and I say, can I get a water with ice and give me a lemon on top? And can you give me one of those black straws? And I go up next to everyone and I'm holding my glass like this. And I told no one, I was just sipping my water. Mm-hmm. And then the music started coming on and I just got the courage to start putting my hand up in the air and dancing and put my friend, my arm around my friend and said, yeah, man, what's up? How are you? And all of a sudden I felt like I kind of broke out of my shell and all of a sudden I was hugging. I was laughing. I was catching up. I was reminiscing and I had a great time and it was only 10:30. And then all of a sudden, instead of making it a 2 a.m. where everyone gets real drunk, you know, the high, you're like, oh, yeah. And then it gets bad. I'm like, let me get out of here before it's bad because I'm too sick. I need to get home. So I caught up with all my friends, had the conversations I wanted to have, talked about it. And I started realizing I could have better conversations. And I started realizing what I actually wanted to talk about with these people. Why are we friends? And then I went home and I felt sleep and I had social connection. I laughed, I smiled, I danced. I didn't feel like a sick person in that moment. No one gave me a hard time. And I felt connected and I didn't do anything that hurt my body.
You got everything you needed. You filled your cup without the alcohol.
I took what was good for me and I left the rest.
Mm. Yep.
Try it, guys. And this is how you win. Just look at it. Just identify why you need something that's bad for you. We're not robots. See, that was another limiting belief. If I get rid of all this, I'll be a monk and I'll be a robot.
Yeah.
And I'll just be this weird in my life. I won't have a good life, you know? It's like that YOLO. A lot of people hold on to. And I just started realizing, let's test this. Can I have a great memory sober? Now I had to be sober because when I was young, the limiting belief was prom night. What was I doing? Every birthday? What was I doing? Christmas? I was drunk. I was acting stupid. I was doing things. It was all these different things. And I said, I need to be able to make a memory while getting healthier.
Yeah.
Can I do both? And a lot of people are doing that right now. You see this trend of not drinking, this trend of eating good, and this trend of going
gluten-free,
this trend of seeing a naturopath doctor and taking supplements. It's like famous people are doing it now, you know? So it's that's where I think if you can get that part, now we can go one by one by these other things you can take away. So alcohol, the snacking. Can I go to bed at a certain time can be really good. Here's another one. Try 20 minutes a day of actually going outside, walking in the real sun, and try to get your feet in the ground. This is going to help if you have a drainage problem. So this is a great foundation if you believe that you have toxins like heavy metals, mold toxins, or environmental toxins stuck in your body, causing cellular damage, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue, headaches. And so what happens is we have some of us, about 25-30% of us, give or take, have certain genetic issues where we don't detoxify well. Detoxify is a big word that's thrown around, which is your body's Your body's ability to release toxins. Let's simplify it. How do you release toxins? Well, pee them out, you poop them out, you sweat them out. Mm-hmm. Your body moves the toxins through the lymphatic system, right? That's where you get a lymphatic massage, okay? And the liver, kidneys.
What about jumping, rebounding? I've heard so much about trampolining, you know, and how good that is for the lymphatic system.
Let's use you as an example because you're so good at this. You are dedicated to your exercise and movement. And what it's done is made your lymphatic system a rock star. When you move, your lymphatic system moves. So the lymphatic system is a system that moves adjacent to the blood vessels in your body, and it helps to get extra fluids, toxins, things that need to be expelled from the blood. It moves them to then be metabolized and, move through.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Through the body to be excreted is what I'm saying. Okay. And so that's a biochemical process that we need. So when we become too stagnant, the lymphatic system gets stagnant, and then we tend to get overwhelmed with toxins. We can't move them out. We can't clean the blood as well. So the lymphatic system works along with the kidneys and liver in that process. So when you are rebounding, you're helping to move the lymphatic system. When you're in a sauna, you're helping to move the lymphatic system. When you lift weights, you're helping to move the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system doesn't have a heart to pump it.
That's true. I've never thought of it that way.
So you've got to move for the lymph.
Yeah.
Hey, Bomb Life fam, I have a question for you. Are you the kind of person who crushes it at work, shows up for your family, checks off every to-do list, but when it comes to your fitness, your energy, and your confidence, it feels like something's missing? You might be doing the workouts, listening to all the right podcasts. I mean, you are listening to this one. But deep down, you know you're just kind of going through the motions and you're done playing small in this area of life. That's exactly why I created Fit Mind Coaching, my private one-on-one program for high-achieving women and men who are ready to level up. This isn't just another fitness plan. This is about building the body and the mindset to match the life you're working so damn hard for. Because success in business means nothing if you're hiding in hoodies, avoiding mirrors, or dragging through your day with zero energy, or showing up on Zoom meetings feeling good from the chest up, but praying no one ever sees what's going on below the screen. We're talking about fat loss, muscle building, and real confidence that bleeds into every area of your life, your boardroom, your bedroom, and your parenting. You want it all? Good. You should have it all. Let's go. Click the link in the show notes and book your free call with me today. Let's build the strongest, most confident version of you inside and out. You're ready for more, and I'm ready to show you how. Back to the show.
Now, there are different people with different problems. So when you do move, guys, that's why you feel better. That's why you get clear. Yes. A lot of times it's toxin overload making us depressed, anxious, overwhelmed. So when I see a lot of these issues with people where, Dana, I don't know what it is. I'm a normal person, but I feel bipolar. I feel depressed. I'm anxious. I can't sleep. I'm usually thinking there are some sort of toxin load that this person's body can't properly process. So I want to start with a foundation of supporting your drainage pathways and then scale it based on what you personally need. So foundations can be rebounding. Okay, so things you can do today to help support toxin load. If you're going to get into clinical remission of anything, this is a foundation. I don't care who you see. This is a must. This is a principle of healing that everyone agrees with. The ability to release toxins, okay? 5 drainage pathways we talked about. But a foundation of that is to do things that have low risk and high reward. And remember, we talked about things you could do like today that are cheap, don't cost a lot of energy time. So you want to take that same principle as you start getting on the offense. Okay. So earlier in this podcast, we said, start with what you're not doing. As that works, now we're going to start with how do we get on the offense? What are you actually going to do? The key to start what you're going to do is I want you to start with things that have very low risk and high reward. So an example of that is, what is the risk of getting in a bath, 104-degree bath? Most of us can handle that. We're in our house, don't slip. Someone who's very sick actually might get, their skin might turn red, they start flush, they get a headache, and they feel dizzy after the bath. Okay, that's a sign that your detox pathways are really clogged up. So I might start with rebounding, brisk walks outside, grounding with natural sunlight, all will help move toxins, just brisk walking, okay? Even help reduce lower risk of cancer. Just brisk walking 25 minutes a day, okay? Because of the metabolic issues around cancer. So that's a perfect example. So we can do a bath. Now I can start adding in 104 degrees with Epsom salt. Can I do 10 minutes? Can I do 20 minutes? Can I then do a castor oil pack just for 20 minutes? Like Queen of Thrones castor oil pack. Can I do the rebounding like we talked about, the walking? Now I want to go to more moderate advanced. Can I start doing sauna? Can I go from 160 degrees to 175 and actually get into a dry sauna where the clinical research shows all-cause mortality can go down by 40% through a sauna? Listen,
really?
I actually didn't know this. Oh, so we could go off on sauna. I would say the best way to help your body detoxify toxins is a dry sauna that's between 175 degrees and 200 degrees.
Okay.
If you're new to this, you know, consider a infrared sauna at 140 degrees, 106 degrees, and slowly work up 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You're also going to want to make sure you take a lot of electrolytes with the water, not just water. You have to get electrolytes. Yes. I would also recommend B vitamins to help, you know, because as you're flushing things out at a cellular level, you want to replace that with minerals, trace minerals, B complex, methylfolate, niacin, P5P, B6 version, things like this. So now what you're doing is you're increasing the heart rate. You're increasing blood flow, and then your pores are releasing all the sweat that's carrying a lot of the toxins from what? From the chemtrails in the clouds, from the gas, the gasoline in the cars, from the cities, okay? Anything in the air, your body will start to release that through the skin. This is how you get beautiful skin. Melissa, anyone who could see me visually, I never wash my face. I know that sounds gross. I don't wash my face. I just... You don't wash your face either?
I use an oil. I use like essential oils.
I get it's different for girls, but like I used to have, I was covered in cystic acne, covered it. And I was
believe just, it.
Gina, this, that, because when I was chronically sick, what the doctors never told me was I couldn't release the toxins.
Right. So built up all in your skin.
And once, and the toxic overload, guys, it's not just the air, food, and water. Okay. A great book on this is The Toxic Solution by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno.
Great book.
The Toxin Solution. He's going to tell you all about air, food, and water and the problems. All right.
Okay.
So that's a great one if you want a deep dive. But when you were like, let's take this idea of toxic problems. When you have IBD, I'm almost certain you have colonic dysbiosis that can also transform into small intestine fungal overgrowth or bacterial overgrowth. Once they call this proteobacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Proteobacteria is inflammatory bacteria that releases certain toxins called endotoxins that are acutely inflammatory the entire body or extremely inflammatory if you have IBD. And so this overgrowth, think of an imbalance. This imbalance releases, think of like a gas in your body that your body is just getting, you're coughing in it, you're putrefied in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have poor detox pathways, oh, now your body's just acne, headaches, hair loss, fatigue, cramping, bloating, urgency, swelling of your hands, feet, legs. The swelling is usually poor lymphatic. Okay. Got swelling in your feet, hands, a lot of lymph work could be good. Swelling under your nose and your eyes, swelling here could also be poor lymph. So these are all signs. So now I've got the air, food, and water problem. Now I've got the toxins from candida, the toxins from proteobacteria releasing endotoxins. The big scary word, the big nerdy word there is called lipopolysaccharides, LPS. Okay. And we can actually test for this, Melissa. So, and LPS has been shown to pretty much cause every disease known to man. So if I can keep your LPS low, I know that your chance of any disease is going down.
Wow. Is that blood, urine, stool? What's the gut, best way to test?
The two tests you're going to check, the Gut Zoomer by Vibrant America has something called LPS antibody, and that will check for the stool.
Okay.
Usually, if you want to really know something, you need to check urine, blood, and stool. You want to check all three.
Okay.
But for the LPS, then I like the Wheat Zoomer, which just has a LPS and zonulin, telling about leaky gut. Is it getting into the bloodstream? LPS getting the bloodstream. And it's on a gluten allergy test by Vibrant America called the Wheat Zoomer by Vibrant America. So those two specifically can tell me a lot about LPS.
Okay.
And what else will tell you is the amount of proteobacteria. So in the Gut Zoomer, I can see the amount of phylomicrobiota. Think of the clusters. Like if I was looking at the United States, how many people are tall? How many people are short? How many people are this age, this gender? And so that's kind of like the colonies, right? Proteobacteria is like your robbers and bad guys. You want that under 10% in your Gut Zoomer. All right. So a lot of people who have severe issues, they're going to have a 15, 17. And it's, okay, you have a lot of LPS. You've got a lot of endotoxin, colonic dysbiosis. This is probably going to cause IBS, constipation, irritability, skin reactions, poor sex drive, poor energy. Like you're just going to feel terrible with that, right? Especially if you have poor liver function. So if your body can't process those toxins and your liver's not over here working overtime, like, you know, really going at it, you're going to feel very bad. So the proteobacteria, I can see the percentage in that one stool. Now, I like to check a few different stools over a year or over a year and a half just to get a good average, you know, because our bodies change. So as we go over this, that's the idea of drainage, that there's like what's going on with pathogens, what kind of toxins are they releasing, what's going on with our gut lining, microbiome, what's going on with our liver health, our kidney health. And if you're not sweating, you're not detoxing very well.
No.
And that if you're not moving, you're not detoxing very well. So there's two things you want to do today to help with longevity. It's going to be moving your body and it's going to be sweating.
Sweating.
And if you can get the movement up like your, you know, that HRV up to that 60, 70% for at least 10 minutes, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, three times a week, that's going to really help with that, what's called like a hemostasis. So a type of stress on your body that makes you stronger, because you really want to increase your VO2 over time.
Right.
The more oxygen you get into the blood, the less hypoxia, the less inflammation, the less cancer, the less senescent cells. That's why I do hyperbaric oxygen chamber. That's why I spent my money on my H-bot. I said, forget the car. Give me a truck,
right?
American truck, and give me an H-bot. Done deal.
Right?
You keep that fancy European thing.
Right.
So I just want a truck bed and an H-bot. I'm good.
Oh, that's funny. I've been doing sauna now for three times a week, 20 minutes.
Good. And what temperature?
I don't even know what they keep it in. I'll have to look today. I go to the one in the gym.
175 is where it gets clinical. We don't know under that. We just know that's what's been studied mostly in Europe and some of the Northern Hemisphere countries. That's where the best research is. 175 to 200. Guys, it is true. Wear an ice pack on the boys. It will hurt your sperm count.
Really? So sit down and put it right underneath the...
What I do... Okay, so here's another one you can do. If you want to spend some money on something that's good... I know, we could go on. So there's a few things right here that everyone wants to do. The number one thing as far as the PFAs, the chemicals, get rid of any polyester underwear. Women, men alike. The most absorbable place in your body is the genitals. Yeah. You need to get 100% cotton, okay? No fake fabric. If you want to wear a nice shorts and this, that, and the other, just make sure you have organic cotton as the underwear.
Okay.
Okay. So I wear only organic cotton boxer briefs. I know there's a company out there called NADS. I think they should change the name of their company personally, but NADS, it's all organic cotton. Okay. And you know, there's a few out there. I think there's a men's shorts. It's called, R-I-V-I-A-R, Riviar or something. If you check, just put in organic workout clothes, Riviar, Google will figure it out how to spell it. But those are examples. So what I do, 100% cotton, then you have your gym shorts over that. Then you put an ice pack in between the underwear and the shorts. And this isn't, you know, people will say, well, I'm not trying to have kids. Well,
I was just going to say, you know how many people are going to be like, well, I'm done having kids, so do I need to worry about it?
They might be right or you might be wrong, because we don't know how spermicide affects your overall health.
I agree.
So I don't know. Everyone can leave it there if you want to do that. But 175 to 200 degrees is one of the best things you can do, because you're sweating, your heart rate's going up, you're pumping blood. And you know what else you're pumping is the lymphatic system. So the lymphatic system loves rebounding. It loves jumping, moving. It loves exercise. It loves the sauna.
This is great.
So these are all things that you say, I don't care what your disease is. This is not just about inflammatory bowel disease. This is about optimizing human health.
Yes.
So put this into, this is another trick, and condition this. Write this down, because it's going to help you. As we said earlier, that we have to get an idea from our head and we've got to condition it into our heart, into our spirit. Okay. It's not about trying to heal out of fear. It's not about just getting rid of the sickness. It is about becoming the best version of yourself. Write that down, and then you write the statement under it. What I do to heal these symptoms is the exact same thing I want to do for longevity and life optimization.
Boom.
Same thing.
That's a mic drop.
It's the same thing. If I'm here, if you had all the money, no problem, people take care of your kids, you're healthy, what would you want to do? Would you want to get a six pack and look rocking, be as good looking as possible, have great cardio, have great energy, not need caffeine? Guess what? It's the same thing. You want to look 40 at 60? What's different? If you come to me and you say, Dane, I want you to help me look young and great and get my skin looking good, and I don't want to need caffeine. I want a great energy. I want to have a great libido. I want to travel and feel good. I want to be able to not get bloating anymore and just have normal bowel movements, not worry about a bathroom. And you've never been diagnosed with a disease, it'd be the same thing. I'd say, what are we doing with drainage toxins, because you're breathing it in every day? What are we doing with mitochondria energy and cellular performance? What are we doing to strengthen your gut lining? What are we doing to optimize your microbiome? What tests have you done to even see where these levels are?
Yep.
Don't care if you have no diagnosis. So anyone who's sick right now, just realize that you're winning for who you even want to be when you reach your goal.
Yeah.
But you're already dialed in. See, that's the advantage I have over everyone who gives me a hard time. If they ever give me a hard time at dinner, or I see people out there, like, you know, we meet other parents of the kids and they're like, hey, come over, have pizza. And I look at them, I go, oh, I don't eat pizza. They're like, why not?
And I'm like, where do I begin?
I'm like, well, I'm just like, well, I just, you know, I'm just a clean eater. You know, I'm just a clean eater. We like, food from the earth type stuff. And I'll eat pizza. Guys, if you want to pay, see, I'm not scared of the food.
Right.
give me $1,000 and I'll eat an entire Papa John's pizza. Chugs, I won't do the alcohol, because. But if I really, and you guys didn't believe me, I'd eat an entire large pizza right now, have a six-pack of beer, and go run 5 miles. And I'd be fine. Because my gut's strong enough to handle that damage one time. Shield. That's why I call my program Shield. Like, it's not about, if you can't handle quinoa, is your gut really strong?
Right.
Like, are you really, if you can't handle food,
yeah,
there's more work to be done.
Yes.
So eventually we want to get on the offense. So what's going to make you live long? What's going to have you energy, great skin, no bloating, all the things you want. You have to get on the offense eventually, but that's all the same thing as fixing the gut. It's all the same thing as fixing disease. So realize that if you're sick and you're having to do this and you say, why me? I hate this. Why is God doing this to me?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to put this thought in there and say, I'm becoming the person that I want to become anyways. And I'm going to have such an advantage as we continue to move forward because I already divorced this fake life, fake reality.
Yes.
And I'm going to help lead those I love in this life. And my children will be better for it. My parents, as they get older, are going to be better for it. Those I love will be better. And I will hold space for them in this journey. Because if I'm going to stand in the new norm, you are not alone in this norm. We are out there.
Yes.
You are not alone in saying, I want better restaurants. I want better water. I want cleaner air. I don't want fake food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to work for it. I'm willing to put my time, my energy, my money, right? My three currencies into this. You are not alone. And when you get around people like that, your life will change.
Yes.
What happened is now I hang out with a lot of people who are like me. It's not weird anymore. There is no gluten or alcohol in my house. There is no processed dairy. I got raw fermented yogurt in there that I made. I got homemade fermented foods.
Mm-hmm.
I've got sprouted stone grounded nut butters right over there. People are like, where am I? And that's just years of like, we build the system. We make
yes.
it make sense. What kind of time does it take? What kind of money does it take? Where do we get? Just slow down. What do you want? Now, I just said something that overwhelms a lot of viewers, but just come back and just say, what am I not going to do right now? Pick
what am I not going to do? That's right.
And who am I going to connect with on it? And where am I going to get my love and support? Because it's hard to get it from your mind to your heart if you don't get spiritually balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So Melissa, when you started working out, because you really are an A-plus at this, can you share with others how you did this? Like there's no way you woke up one day and said, oh, I just love leg day. I love core. I love doing wind sprints and like feel like I want to puke after this treadmill. And then doing it day in, month out, year in, decade out. Like, how did you get there mentally? Because I think that's the takeaway for the gut health and the food that people will start to condition and see.
Yeah, when I got to the point after my third child and I realized I had my like breaking moment where I was on my basement floor and I was trying to do P90X and like do all these
Tony.
Things. Exactly.
I was Tony like, Horton.
This is going to do it. This is going to get me back. And my stomach was so big. You know, it wasn't from because I just had a baby. She was like almost one and it was hitting the top of my thighs when I was doing mountain climbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is that feeling? And I was like, oh my God. And it's something that day just snapped in my head. And I was like, this isn't who I want to be. I'm not comfortable in this body. I didn't feel good. I had the dark circles under my eyes. I had the bags. I think I looked older than I did when I was 18. You know, like there were just so many things, but something snapped in me that day. And I was like, I deserve more than this. My kids deserve more than this, and to have a mom that hates her body, and you know, and it just broke me. And it was from that moment on, I was like, what do I need to do different? What do I need to stop doing that I know isn't helping me? And then I just reprogrammed everything. I'm like, okay, what am I eating? How am I training and working out? Why am I trying to shove this circle peg into a triangle hole right now? Like, why aren't you working? And I just had to reevaluate everything and start from scratch. I had to pretend like I knew nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then start building again.
So takeaways I want everyone to do to start conditioning the life you want right now. Okay. Remember, the answer's there. You just have to face it and stay in the pocket with it.
Yes.
Not just go look for another answer and read another thing. Stay here. Stay with us. Okay. Something snapped. That means it went from her mind to her heart. Okay. You cannot buy spiritual energy. You can pay a personal trainer $2 million. They cannot get you in shape. You have to do it. You have to be the one to get the heart rate up and take the action.
Yep.
Okay. There are certain things you cannot buy. So it has to become spiritual. It has to come. And I use the word spiritual, like the word, like get in your heart, get it out of your mind. Not what you know, but what you feel, what you believe. It has to become a belief system. Something snapped where Melissa changed her belief system right there. And what happened was fitness had to become a priority. And it wasn't. She was lying to herself. She had a lot of other things that were taking priority. And that's why she said, well, I just only have 20 minutes. So I'm only going to go and do the P90X at home, try to do it in 20 minutes because I've got dinner and I got the kids and I got my husband, all these things. And so what happened, something snapped and said, nope, no more. We're rebuilding my lifestyle. So as you rebuild, I want you to take that pen and paper and write, what are the top three priorities in your life? What do you want them to be? Okay. Now for me, mine will be family. Okay. Health, business, God. Okay. Now, if you look at those, if something is taking precedence over those, then you're lying to yourself because you don't have the desire to make it a value or a priority yet. It has to become a priority. Now, that is hard. I hear a lot of people right now, but Dane, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. Okay. Then you have to get resourceful. So write this down. When resources are low, you must become resourceful. Mm-hmm. So Melissa had the same excuses beforehand, but she got resourceful because the desire became so strong. She said, no, that's why you have to start with what you're not doing. Take back your time, take back your money, take back your energy, save it in the currency vault and save it up for it's going into my gut health. It's yes. going into my physical fitness. It's going into my marriage. It's going into my personal happiness so I'm not depressed anymore. I'm canceling that subscription in that relationship. I'm canceling that time and energy suck. Yeah. I'm canceling that stupid thing we don't need to be buying anymore. Start with what you're not doing. Save it all up because you've now got it in your faith and your belief. And then deposit it. Save it all up like you're buying a car. There we go. Now I've got my 1 hour. Now I've got my hour and a half. And that's what she did is something switched where she just went and just rearranged it. And that's what happened to me. If I could give people listening, I was sick for 4 years trying natural medicine before I got any results. I mean, we were hiring everyone. I was doing diets, but my heart wasn't in it, Melissa. It was my mom pain. I was a kid. I complain. Moms run around in circles trying to fix their kids. That's how life works. So I was the complaining kid, and I had a lot to complain about. I was almost down.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So mom's spinning around in circles. Dad's completely lost, way over his head, what even Crohn's is. Sisters, what are they going to do? Significant other, just, I don't know, I'm 22 years old. Something snapped after years of failure where I just, like you said, I walked in. I had lost control of my bowel movements. I had about 15 bowel movements that day. I was flown out to Utah to do this job to make some money so I didn't have to move back in with mom. And I closed the door. And I remember this moment, like you remember that moment?
Yeah.
Closed the door and something snapped. And I said, I'm not leaving this house until I've got a plan. I'm not leaving. I'm not making money. I'm not taking a job. I'm not leaving because I'm tired of being, I'm done being sick. Being healthy now takes precedence over everything. I didn't have kids. I was young. I could make space for that, but something snapped. And then the first thing I did is get resourceful. I built a healing journal. And I just said, I'm going to keep track of everything I eat.
Oh, I love it.
Every symptom I have for 40 days. And I saw one, Jesus, 40 days, 40 nights. That inspired me. There was a comedy movie back in the day called 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Oh, yeah. God,
who was abstinent. So I needed some laughter in there. I was like, all right, well, here we go. I'm going to 40 days, 40 nights. Here we go. Because to me, it felt like that to be gluten-free and no alcohol. I mean, that's right. What my life was. So I was like, I'm going to basically try to, and in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to do like the burning bush in the desert for 40 days. And I'm just going to do this. And within 40 days, I mean, my life changed big time. I did prayer and purpose every day. And every day I just woke up and said, what can I do that can't hurt, can only help? I'm going to take massive accountability for everything. I only ate what I cooked. I didn't know what to eat, Melissa, but I only ate what I cooked. Mm. And all of a sudden, I got data. And I saw last Thursday versus this Tuesday versus, you know, what I'm going to do on Friday. And my life changed. And it was, and I had every excuse. And listen to me, guys, on this, because I need to break through your limiting beliefs. I could easily enroll everyone on why I failed. And everyone would agree with me, especially when you have an incurable chronic disease that you've been to the best doctors with. You know how easy it was me to create a reality where everyone agreed with me.
Yes.
That it wasn't my fault and I'm a victim.
Right.
And I lost my life in poor Dane. And everyone was ready to give me my roses. Mm. How many of you around you have enrolled everyone around you that this is your life and they're accepting it because your excuses are strong enough? Something has to snap. It doesn't matter if the world agrees with you. Do you agree with it? Does your spirit accept this? Right. If you don't get on fire, if you don't get goosebumps from that, if it doesn't make you teary-eyed, and say, I'm done, you won't get the result. You have to be the engine. You have to be the fire. You got to get to a place where you say, I'm done. And then it's going to be uncomfortable. And then you're still going to doubt. And then you're still going to worry. And then you're still going to wake up the day with concern. But as long as you take action, despite the feelings, you will win. Muhammad Ali felt scared, but he went out there. Martin Luther King felt like he was going to get shot, but he still went out there and made the speech.
Yep.
Greatness is not done on feelings. It's done on actions despite feelings. When I said I'm done being sick, you don't think I woke up the next morning seeing blood in the stool and cramping and looking in the mirror at a 122-pound man who's losing his life, told he's got to do a full colectomy? I just made it. It was just one foot in front of the other, despite the feelings. And I needed a safe place to get my thoughts right so my mind didn't overwhelm me like a hurricane. That's journaling.
I love that you're talking about that.
If anyone wants my journal, in the show notes, okay? Completely free, just for everybody. This is the same journal I use to heal.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Like, I can't stress enough to my clients, like, how powerful journaling is and putting your thoughts down somewhere and training and, like, putting down your sets and your reps and how you felt and all of it. I'm like, if you're not doing that, you're doing it blind. You're taking away a tool that's going to help you. And but we have apps and we can put things on our phone. And I'm like, no, you're missing the power of the pen.
Well, you're missing this. You're missing accountability that this is what matters most, because when it matters most, you don't allow an excuse to be there for failure. If you don't know what you did last Thursday and you don't know what you did this Thursday, you're not in control. You're not self-empowered. So you have to understand, and it's double checking your work. Okay. Would you not double check your accountant's work who says you owe $40,000 to the government? No, let's look at that. Let's look at each number, each rep here, and let's make sure I actually owe all this money.
Right?
So it's the same thing. It's like, no, if you have a mission in your life, you have to look at it and say, I am accountable. This is my responsibility. What am I doing? And if you're getting bored and you're not seeing the value in it, then sit down and rewrite. Why am I doing this?
Yes.
What is my goal to this? You know, and it can be any of those things, but no one is going to be able to heal you. If I could leave someone with this, I know we're out of time. No one is going to be able to heal you as well as you can heal you. No one can heal you like you can heal you. Not Mark Hyman, not Pompa, not me, Melissa. No one can heal you like you. Maybe God is the only one. You are the one with the intuition. You are the one creating the reality. You are the one knowing how you feel in every millisecond of this life. You are the one deciding where to live, what to eat, what to buy, who to be friends with. It's your decision. You want partners around you who are empowered the life that you want. Find partners that have integrity, that you trust,
Amen.
That you can grow with. But it is you. You are the leader. You are the CEO. And we all work for you.
Amen.
And once that happens, you're no longer a victim. Everything is in control with you to a certain part. Besides that, let God. Mm-hmm. Besides that, you know, do what you can, control what you can, and then let God. But there is so much more that you can do and you can ask for, you can pray for, you can meditate on. And if you put one foot in front of the other, I promise you, you will get results.
You will. It reminds me of the Mel Robbins always says, like, no one's coming to save you. Only you can step up for you.
And as much as we love each other, right? A friend comes over, makes you bone broth, gives you a hug, listens to all your problems. An hour later, right? Even with the best friend in the world, the best mother, right? Our mothers do this for us a lot. Like, they are a lot of times our best friend. Well, after an hour, then what? You feel comforted, but do you actually feel better? No, you feel weaker. When someone coddles my victimhood, I actually feel weaker.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know what I need now? I just need someone to listen to me rant, get it out of my body, get it out of my head, and then I've got to go take action. So whenever I need a moment to just blur things, right? This is a big game changer if you're ready to work on your mindset, because you need to condition your mind like you condition your legs, your muscles, your
right.
lymph, all that. For every problem that you enroll somebody in, Melissa, this happened, I can't do it, 3 kids is too hard, and she's going, yeah, I know, you'll be okay. For every problem you enroll someone you love in, you have to give them 1 to 3 potential solutions. They don't give you the solutions. They give you feedback on your potential solutions.
Right.
You are going to win big in life. Stop waiting for people to tell you potential solutions. Come with potential solutions. If they've got a better one, great, but you need to have ammo.
Mm-hmm.
This happened to my kid. This happened to my life. This happened to my job. Here's what I'm thinking I'm going to do about it. What do you think?
I love that. That is such a great perspective to have and like to be able to do and to change your conversations.
Your friends will love you. They'll want to pick up the phone. Because if you're constantly victim, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to bother you with my problems. You don't want to bother with your problems because you're not bringing possible solutions.
Right.
And your mind's not, you don't have enough space to even listen to them.
Right.
It's got to be balanced. That's why we go into a shell and we get depressed. Depressed means I'm in a prison and there's no ways out. Hard means I'm going up a hill, but I still see a little light. We need to get out of depressed and get at least hard where there's light. And the way you have to do that is you got to practice speaking potential solutions.
Yep.
And then condition with the friend or the family the potential solution. That's where they can really help.
Yes.
You say one or two things and they go, you know what? I think this option is what you said. I think you're right. I think this is what I would do. I think this is what you should do. This is where you should put your time, energy, and money. I know it's hard. I'm here for you, but this sounds like a really good decision. I agree with you. Now, oh my God, you feel the energy right now? Melissa just agreed. I'm telling Melissa about a problem. Melissa goes, I agree with you. And I go, yeah, it is hard. And I'm working through it. Feelings are feelings. I can't change feelings.
Mm-mm.
I just know what I need to do. Now I just need to deal with my feelings and maybe go on a run or get in a sauna or do some prayer and purpose or read or go get some sunlight. But I'm going to take action on that. Thanks for holding space for me. And thanks for validating what I think is the next move. I appreciate you.
Right.
She's going, oh, that was great. That was, maybe I should, you know, I should do that too.
Right.
Now she's not overburdened. I don't worry about it. I'm not feeling like I'm being an overburden to her. She's not drained in her own life.
Right.
So you with kids, you can only listen to your girlfriend so much. You're like, I got three kids. Like I can only listen so much.
Yeah.
Right. Now we're being better for each other.
Right.
We're teaching. And now we're creating a reality, right? Oh, I'm the outcast. No, you're creating a new reality with everyone around you to focus on solutions, but you still make space for the problems.
Oh my God. That's so good. So good. I love that. Oh my God. Dean, where can people find you? Where can they follow you? Where can they go if they're listening to this and they're like, man, I got some things to fix, or I need to pass this episode on, you know, to so-and-so. They need to listen to this, or my kid. Where is the hub?
So, well, first of all, send them this and let them know that Melissa sent you, and make sure they come and check out this podcast. This is an amazing place. Thank you for having me again. If you guys feel like we might be able to help you with your gut health issues, what you can do is go to Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle.com or find us on Instagram, Crohn's Colitis_lifestyle, or find us on YouTube.
Okay.
And what we do is we hold space for a 1 hour free session, a deep dive. What's going on with your health, conventional medicine, natural medicine, all that. And it's completely complementary. We really want to move forward with trust and integrity. And just anyone we work with, we want to have really good energy there. Because health and consulting business, it needs to be done proper. And so if you want to find us, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on YouTube and Dane Johnson One. You can look us up, Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle. We're all over the internet. You can't miss us.
Okay.
And you can start with the Healing Journal down. I'll send you or a 1 hour free session to talk about your gut health if you need someone to hold space and really deep dive on what's going on and what's a game plan to get you healthy.
Perfect. And we'll put everything in the show notes too. You guys, make sure you check that section out. It's always like the first place that you need to go to, because we'll put all the links there and stuff, because I know a lot of people are listening and driving. So don't worry. It's all right there for you. Dane, this is incredible. I hope we get to do this again. I hope you come on even more and share, because you are such a blessing and such a joy. I mean, there were times you're talking and I'm like getting choked up. I have goosebumps up my arms. I'm like, oh my God, this is so perfect. And you're making a difference. You're making a difference and you're changing. And that's what we're all about here. So thank you again for coming on. This is incredible.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm blessed to be here. I'd love to come back on if I can be of help for anyone else and share what's helped me and others to pay it forward. Thank you so much. God bless, guys.
Yes, everyone. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Until next time.
The Bomb Life podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insights. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.